Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
Fresh meat. Avoiding work gives you instant satisfaction. But when it comes time for difficult things in life, you'll be dangerously unprepared. It was almost closing time at Dimitri's Pizza Parlor. I was watching the clock while Nikolai was mopping the floors. His sister, Sasha, was sitting at the counter waiting for us, just binging YouTube videos, of course. The phone rang with a last-minute pizza order. I hadn't answered the phone all day, but I was the one closest, so I answered. I didn't know at the time how unfortunate that was. Hi, Dimitri's Pizza. What can I get you? I couldn't hear anyone on the other end. Hello? I called again. Nikolai rushed over to put the phone on the speaker. If this was yet another prank call, he was going to freak out on them. Just then, we were greeted by what sounded like a very old woman with a deep and gravelly voice. She asked me what type of meat we used for the meat lover's pizza. Pepperoni, sausage, and bacon, I told her. She said that she wanted fresh meat. Gross, I thought to myself. I reply, of course, it's fresh. Does she still want the pizza?
Yes. I'll just add my own extras when it gets here, she said.
I asked for her last name and her address. When she replied her last name was Legs, Sasha's head popped up from her phone. She looked at me with wide eyes, and the color drained from her face. I didn't know what her deal was, but my attention was on the customer. I told her I would deliver it in the next half hour. Nikolai asked his sister what was wrong. Sasha claimed it was just something she was watching on her phone. When the pizza was ready, I took the box and headed to my car. Sasha followed me out and finally, she spoke up. She shared a video she'd been watching, suggesting I should listen to it on my drive. As I was listening to it, I was enticed by the gruesome stories of spirits and monsters. Before I knew it, the city had turned to trees, and I was already out in the country. As I approached a wooden bridge spanning a wide river, the podcast told a familiar tale about an old witch in the woods. She lived in a house that stood on chicken legs and punished lazy kids and teens by eating them. She went by many names: Baby Yaga, Iron Teeth, Bony Legs. The name Legs was chillingly coincidental. The trees blocked out the moon, leaving the headlights as my only source of illumination down a dark, winding road. I listened intently for what to do if I encountered Baby Yaga. My phone lost its reception, though, and the podcast just stopped. I finally arrived at a tiny cottage nestled among the trees. Quickly, I brought the pizza to the door. My hand trembled as I knocked. The door creaked open, and there stood an old woman with milky blind eyes and strangly limb. She wore a woolen cloak and had a wrinkly smile. "Here you go, Miss Bony Legs," I gulped, unable to catch the words coming out of my mouth. I don't know why I called her that. The old woman's face contorted into a nasty grin, revealing rows of long teeth made of iron. My stomach turned as a rotten smell hit me. "Here's your tip," she chuckled, dropping a handful of gold coins encrusted with mold into my hands. "Please, won't you come inside and make yourself welcome?" I was slowly backing away when she lunged at me. Her gnarled hands narrowly missed my wrist. I ran back to the car and frantically started the engine. I barely put the key in the ignition when I heard rumbling nearby. I looked behind me to see the black silhouette of the cottage rising in the air, supported by two giant legs meant to chase me down. As I sped off, I could hear giant footsteps thundering just behind my vehicle. I reached the bridge and the giant footsteps stopped. I slowed my car to a reasonable speed, and then, bam, I went flying into my steering wheel. Something had rear-ended me. I turned to find Bony Legs beating at my car with a bat. I drove off, but she was clinging to the rear windshield. I thought about the podcast, about her punishing lazy teens. If I could survive the night, I would never slack off at work as long as I lived. Just as she was about to break through the windshield, I made it to the other side of the bridge. She stopped midair, as though unable to cross an invisible barrier. Her shouts filled the night air. I returned to the pizza parlor in shock, but alive. Nikolai was there. Though my tears, I told them the legends were true. Baby Yaga, Bony Legs, whatever name she went by, had almost got me. I told them everything, even showed him the coins from my pocket. I asked where Sasha was, knowing she would believe me. I asked him again, where was Sasha? He told me that the last customer called and wanted to add one other pizza to her order. So, Sasha offered to drive it over to Legs. Without another word, Nikolai and I piled into the car together and sped off to the house. But when we arrived at where the bridge was supposed to be, there was no sign of it. Instead, we found Sasha's car empty and smashed as though some great predator had pounced upon it. We searched everywhere but found no other signs of her. Bony Legs had gotten the fresh meat that she wanted. Hello, my mystery problem solvers. Now that Halloween is over with, I have something to help crave your soul and achings for a good ghost story, which uses creativity and your ability to solve a mystery. And with June's Journey, you'll use both of those skills. I love playing in the evenings. I can then just immerse myself into the game and be June Parker. Another cool thing is that it's set in the era of Sherlock Holmes, so it totally transports you to another world. Like I was saying before, you really have to put your powers of observation to the test to solve the case. There is always a new case waiting to be solved, with new chapters every week. And if you join the Detectives Club, you'll also get to play with other people to really put your skills to the test and share the excitement with others. So find your inner detective. Download June's Journey today. Available on Android and iOS mobile devices, as well as on PC through Facebook Games. Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. And did you know you can listen to Something Scary podcast right here on Snarled or on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts? And if you'd like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Thanks so much and see you next time.